It's magnificently amazing. The beautiful Word of God is marvelous to behold. The more we discover in our search for an understanding of the intricacies of life, the more glorious God's inerrant Word performs. Carnal men have hoped that as science discovered more about life, the Bible would become irrelevant because of its inability to compete with real truth. They also hoped that the masses would embrace the vacuous doctrine of godless evolution, but just the opposite has and is occurring. Carnal truth has been forced to change its truth on a rather regular basis. This God said, man said, irrefutable law needs repeating. Man's truth of yesterday is debunked by his truth of today, and man's truth of today will be debunked by his truth of tomorrow. But God's truth, as written in his magnificent word, never changes. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Is your life built upon the rock of ages? Have you surrendered your life unto Jesus Christ? Are you born again? Click on the Further with Jesus for instant instruction for entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Job chapter 20, verse 11, his bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. God said, Psalms chapter 6, verse 2, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. God said, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 through 8, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. God said, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 14, and when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. Man said God is simply a figment of uneducated man's imagination, a mythical figure void of any scientific proof of his existence. Now the record. Imagine scriptures recorded thousands of years ago continue to be vindicated by science's investigative eye. These discoveries are simply more proof that God is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The Bible speaks of bones in a multifaceted way, surely more than something to stretch skin over or a place to hang one's organs. On this website, there are two features that deal specifically with the marvel of bones. They are bones and a merry heart or a broken spirit. Take a moment to review these life-changing messages. Bones are directly affected by sin, stress, anxiety, fear, grief, or conversely by righteousness, peace, joy, hope, and faith, etc. When the bones are affected, not only can bone density and bone marrow be affected, but many things in the body can also be affected, such as detoxification, calcium deposits, red blood cells, white blood cells, the lymphatic system, and much more that science has yet to discover. The scriptures teach that bones can be vexed. Depression affects bones. Envy can cause bones to rot. Bones can be made fat by a good report. Bones can speak of God's glory. Bones can rejoice. Bones are compared to an herb that can flourish. The following paragraphs from the January 2006 issue of Life Extensions are taken from an article dealing with osteoporosis in men. The human skeleton is the single largest organ system in the body. Composed of a complex mix of organic proteins and inorganic mineral crystals, bones are much more than just structural supports. Bones are the body's only reservoir of important minerals such as calcium and phosphorus, which are critical for virtually every organ system. Calcium, for example, is used in every nerve and muscle cell in the body as a chemical signal. Phosphorus is used in every cell in the human body and is considered the universal energy currency. When fats, carbohydrates, and proteins are burned for energy, phosphate molecules move to or from carrier molecules to keep energy flowing. Levels of calcium and phosphorus must be precisely maintained to keep tissues working properly. because there is no other internal storage area for these minerals. The skeleton functions as a strategic reserve, absorbing or releasing minerals as required to keep blood levels virtually constant. Bones are able to fulfill this function due to their amazing complexity. To a structural engineer, bone would be considered a composite material, part mineral and part living tissue. It is formed mostly of calcium phosphate arranged in crystals called hydroxyapatite, embedded in a protein matrix primarily made of collagen. This arrangement is very similar to reinforced concrete, in which strong steel bars are embedded in weaker cement. Like reinforced concrete, bone has remarkable strength when it is compressed, for example, when it supports the normal weight of a person standing or moving. The skeletal system, as the Bible teaches and as science has discovered, is not just a composite material, but is a living organism directly affected by spiritual input, whether good or bad. The following excerpt is from A Merry Heart or a Broken Spirit on this site, speaking directly of bone marrow. Inside our bones is found the spongy, moist tissue called bone marrow, where all of our body's blood cells are produced. The blood cells begin life in the moist marrow as stem cells. These stem cells divide and form the various cells that make up our blood and immune system. Out of this moist bone marrow come red blood cells, which carry oxygen and nutrients to the body, and also the white blood cells that fight infection. Without bone marrow, there could be no human life. The amazing bone is strong as steel, but light as aluminum, and inside the cancellous bones of the ribs, vertebrae, sternum, and pelvis is bone marrow, a moist hive of activity. Imagine, 2 million red blood cells are being replaced every second, and they're being generated in the body's bone marrow. So then, the red blood cells carry oxygen and nutrients to the body, and the white blood cells defend against disease, and both, as stated above, find their beginnings in the moist bone marrow, end of quote. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 14, God speaks of a time of great rejoicing, and in referring to bones, he says, "And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb." Bones flourishing like an herb? Relatively modern science had yet to begin to discover this amazing anatomical insight, yet this passage was written over 2,500 years ago. Only the Creator could know that bones and herbs grow and develop through a process of absorption, also known as osmosis. Yes, bones that rejoice flourish like an herb. Psalms 35:10, "All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee?" The bones are definitely talking, and I heard what they said. They said, "The God of the Bible made me." God said, Job chapter 20, verse 11, "His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust." God said, Psalms chapter 6, verse 2, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed." God said, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones." God said, Isaiah 66, 14, "And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies." Man said, "God is simply a figment of uneducated man's imagination, a mythical figure, void of any scientific proof of his existence." Now you have the record.